is there anybody out there listening and know why the repeater tail is so long on this repeater?
KFA-EDQ listening.
K8RUH.
Good morning. Sounds like you're the first one to the party. KE8 VSI.
Morning, Greg. Yeah, kind of surprised, but not surprised. The weather is terrible out here. It's taking me for office. How are you doing this morning? Other than happy that you're not driving into the office.
I am doing well. Yeah, it looks pretty crappy out there. Needed the rain, though, my goodness. And finally, we got some decent amount of rain. Now they got flood watches going on. It goes from super dry to flood watches. Just crazy. But, yeah, I hope it's taking you forever. So, obviously, it's affecting traffic. That's never good.
Yeah, this... I think last Wednesday or something, we statewide reached, like, extreme drought level. It's pretty wild. I know I was looking at some pictures last week of the Grand over in Grand Rapids, and the thing looks like it's drying up. It's not good.
Yeah, I saw something about that, too, the levels of dryness. I forget what they called it. Well, like you said, a drought level. I mean, it was crazy. And obviously, I could see it in my lawn. But, so it was definitely needed. It's just it's the extreme. It's like, okay, why can't we just kind of level this out? But it is what it is.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. My lawn, my front lawn is just toasted. My back lawn's still a little bit green, but it's unbelievable. I think that's just because it gets so much dew on it in the mornings. But man, it's been a long haul without any rain. Hopefully, we'll start getting a little bit here and there at least. I mean, I guess it's fall; it'll start happening.
Yeah, we're already mid-September, so I think at least it might be dry, but it'll stop cooking in the sun. I did not run my sprinkler system this year at all, never opened it up, because we kept getting rain, you know, early in the season, and it kept coming more than usual and longer than usual into the season, and I'm not going to open it up now, so next year I'll fire them up right away, so I'll be ready for whatever, but it was definitely a weird summer.
Yeah, it did. It rained a lot this spring. I know I remember cutting the grass like twice a week for a while. It was growing so quickly. But, yeah, this is like July dry right now. It's pretty wild. And then, you know, we don't worry about it here, but with that kind of dryness up north and some more open spaces, they start worrying about wildfires. It gets interesting with that kind of stuff.
It's July dry because I planted 2 acres of grass seed.
Yeah, there's that part, too. Yeah, usually you'll get some fires starting along the freeways, people flicking cigarettes out and whatnot. Haven't heard of any of that yet, thankfully. That's good. And yeah, Dakota, wow, I didn't even consider that. you kind of got, well, it's good now that it's raining, so I guess that'll help. Good morning, KEAVSI, go ahead, Dakota, and then pass it to Anthony.
Hey, KDF, good morning, guys. Go ahead, pick it up. I'm running in the gas station, but I'll be out here hopefully for the next round.
Man, my GPS has routed me the wildest way. I would have never taken this way into work, but it must be the fastest. It's the highway must have been really jammed up.
Maybe the might be some flooding on the freeway. Update me. I don't recall where you're coming from and going to. I think you're down in the Grosse Pointe area, but I don't know where you're going to.
Yeah, I'm going Grosse Pointe, like 8 Mile. Then I go up to like 15 and 75. So that 696, 75 interchange is quite the problem these days with all the construction. Usually I get off at 11 Mile. I don't even stay on the expressway, but it wouldn't even let me go to 11 Mile because there was so much traffic and congestion.
Wow, okay. Yeah, that's no fun at all. And you're kind of like in the earlier part of the rush hour too, so that's just, it must be just nuts out there.
I'm back.
Go ahead, Dakota.
So my TYT MB9600 will be here today. I'll be DMRing this afternoon.
Very cool. Yeah, Greg, I am super early in the rush hour, as one would think, but everybody else is out this early too, man. I hit traffic every morning, and it's wild. I don't understand where all these people are going. But over to you, Dakota. I'm sorry, over to you, Greg.
All right, well, hopefully it'll smooth out for you. Yeah, good call, Dakota. You'll like it. I don't know if you've had one before or not. You're going to zip it up right away with your OPGD77 and a code plug that you probably already have, and then adjust from there. There is a weird setting in there for some sort of clicking suppression. Make sure you find that. I'm sure it'll bother you right away, and there's the fixes right in the menus there. But other than that, it's got the day-night, so the display switches, you know, from white on black to black on white. I like that as well. And other than that, it just works. It does everything we need it to do, and I think you made a good choice there.
I'm looking forward to it. I didn't know I had my mode. That's actually freaking awesome. I still haven't found a stand. Can you believe that? It's been out forever, and there are, like, no 3D prints for that radio. So I'll probably just drill a couple extra holes in the bracket and modify it so it feels better. I have an 878 on the way, too, unintentionally. So I ordered from Gigapart before I ordered the 9600, and then I emailed them, like, 10 minutes later. I'm like, no, I'm going to do the mobile, never mind. So I canceled it. They emailed me, said it was canceled, and then I just got a FedEx notification saying it'll be delivered tomorrow. So I don't know what's going on with that, but I may end up with an 878 and a 9600.
Well, that won't be a terrible thing if you keep both of them. But, I mean, I know you know that you like the 878. You've only had, like, 8 of them. So it'll work out, I'm sure. And I'm sure they'll be happy to hit your credit card as soon as it arrives.
Oh, boy, another 878. It's a good radio. So, I don't know, I guess I know when you'll get it, you'll him and hog. Okay, what am I going to do? And a totally different code plug, too. I'm sure you've got one laying around for that, too, though.
I do have an old 878 code plug. I could probably just clean up a bit and it would work fine, but I'm sure I'll end up keeping it. It's just annoying. It's like, why would you tell me it's canceled? And then I order another radio and then it's not canceled and then it's on the way. So I don't know. I'll make that decision when it comes. I might just move along the RT3S then and keep the 878, or I don't freaking know.
Dakota, I'll if you keep that 878, let me know. I'm trying to rebuild my code plug like from scratch. That I'm doing it in the RT systems, and it'll be totally up to date for all of the MI5, DMR, and then whatever else I decide to put in there. So I'll let you know when it's done if you keep it.
Well, there you go. That's always a good thing. I've got the original OpenGG77 from KF8S Dave that had all the MI5 in it. I've modified some of them, the ones that I use anyway. But yeah, I would like to go through mine completely from scratch, but it's very tedious, and I know the 878 is as well. I'm sure the RT system software makes it better, though, so that's cool.
That's exactly what I have. I have Dave's code plug that I just kind of modified, got all the MI5 stuff in there, saved me a ton of time programming it. 878 is going to be a different story. I'm going to have to do all that by hand. If I keep it, it's a big if. I just don't really, I don't use HTs. I got that snazzy THD75, and it's a glorified notes microphone.
Yeah, it's super tedious. The RT Systems is much better than the native software, but, man, I am like, I would say I'm halfway done, and I probably have 2-3 hours into it already. But I know when I'm done, I'm going to be happy, it's going to be complete, and then I'll only have to go into it when traveling or when I am, or when they add new repeaters. So it'll feel good for it to be done. I'm going to try to get the roaming portion of it working and just make sure I'm maximizing everything.
Yeah, that's the same with programming any radio. You start out from scratch, build it up, and it is tedious. If I'm in the mood for it, it's not bad. I don't mind doing it. But you got to be in the mood, because if you're not, it comes across as a pain in the butt. Also, like you said, though, once you're done, you're glad you put the effort into it. I've not had a radio that really does the roaming stuff, but you know, if you travel or if I travel, I would just set up zones and kind of like put them in an order. That way, you can just kind of follow along where you're going.
Wait, the 878 has roaming? Is that true? If it does, then it's going to replace the ID50 as my backpack radio. Makes way more sense than, it doesn't make way more sense, but having a DMR analog versus an analog is kind of sweet.
So, Dakota, my loose understanding, because I just started going down the rabbit hole on it at 10 o'clock last night, is that it has DMR roaming, and you build, like, I don't know what they're actually called, but you build, like, roaming groups, and I would put all of the MI5 repeaters into a roaming group, and then as I'm traveling, I would turn roaming on, and it would search through, and it would find the repeater that I can actively hit. So, yes, I believe I just don't know if it works as well as I think it should, is my only concern. I know Tom uses it on the Motorola, and he seems to be super happy, but there's got to be a giant difference between roaming on an Anytone and roaming on a Motorola. So, take it for what you get, but I'm going to try to get it put together, hopefully by Friday, because I'm heading up north to go salmon fishing, and see what I can figure out.
VE3CCI.
VE3CCI, we got you in there. Yeah, I've heard about the roaming as well on the Anytone, and just in general, the roaming for DMR. I've never messed with it on the MI5. I've heard about it and that it's supposed to work as you said it just does, but I've also heard that it just doesn't work. Then you mentioned somebody that's had good luck with a Motorola, so that's actually promising. So things do work. So I'd be interested that you're taking the time to do it and figure it all out. So keep us posted on that. The VE station, go ahead and then pass it to Dakota. This is KE8VSI.
Good morning. The name here is Brad. Bravo Romeo Alpha Delta, and I'm located in South Windsor here. I have a question. I'm using a Yaesu FT991A, and I have a Comet GP15 antenna on top of a 30-foot tower. So am I able to hit all the 6-meter stuff with that antenna? Because I tried, there's one local repeater that I can hit. Five three zero three zero and another repeater, which is just, I think 5184. But nobody usually is on 6 meters that much. But I want to find some active activity because I want to see if my antenna works on 6 meters. V3CCI.
I'm not too familiar with 6 meters, especially 6 meter repeaters. I've never even, actually, I don't think I've ever been keyed up on 6 meters. Greg, you got your snazzy new rig. Are you familiar with any 6 meter repeaters? Fancy new radio, not repeater. Are you familiar with any 6 meter repeaters in the area?
It's been a while. I did look them up at one time in the repeater book. I know there's at least one in the Detroit area. My 6 meter antenna is not tuned properly yet, so I've not even tried it. and I'm not familiar with that Comet antenna. I'm assuming that that it does 6 meters, or you wouldn't be asking the question. But I would think from Windsor to Detroit, or I'm not sure exactly where the one that I saw is, or if it still exists, it should work. When I do get my antenna tuned up properly, I'll always certainly be trying that. So, unfortunately, I don't have an answer for you, but just try it and see if you hit the repeater. I'm assuming it'll answer back to you. If it doesn't, hopefully somebody's monitoring. I don't know. Wish I could help you a little further than that, but sounds like your equipment should do the trick. It's just a matter of if there's any traffic.
Okay, thanks for the answer. VE3CCI, go ahead, Corda.
Jump in real quick, let me see if I got it. Okay, yeah, one more thing that I forgot to mention on 6 meter, which I have done, you could try FT8. Keep an eye out for the band opening up, and occasionally 6 meters opens up. And at that point, load up FT8, and you can make contacts that way. That I've actually done. I just haven't done anything with voice yet. So I'm going to hand it to Anthony and then bring it back around.
Well, I'm glad you guys were able to help that gentleman because I would have been of zero help to him. But Dakota, back to that, Roman, I will keep you updated. Like I said, excuse me. I'm going to try to spend some time tonight, hopefully, and continue to build out that code plug. And I'll update you. I'll let you know tomorrow or Friday what I have figured out. And then, worst case, I build it out. I get it all working. You have to spend $25 to get the RT system software, and I'll send you the file over. It'll all be good. So I'm hopeful. I would love if I could make it work, because a lot of the names of these sites are not recognizable. They're not cities that you're just like, oh yeah, I know where that is. It'll be easy to figure it out. So to Greg's point of just programming them, the talk groups in order or in zones, however you want to do it, and just know where you're going, man, some of them, unless you have a map handy, you're not going to be certain where they are all the time. So it'll be good if that roaming works. Over to you, Dakota.
NADBS. If I end up with that radio and it stays, I'll be getting RT systems regardless, because it's going to replace the, I don't know if it's going to replace, but it'll substitute the ID50, which has everything under the sun in it. So copy, paste, add DNR, done. And yeah, as far as 6 meters, I got nothing. I don't know anything about it. I'm not much of an HF guy anymore, and I was not a 6 meter guy when I was an HF guy.
All right, very good. Well, hopefully that last comment I said about FT8, you can try that. That'll at least let them know how it's working. And that's the reason I did it, just to see if everything worked. A lot of times during contests, the more bands you get more points too. So I made 6 meter contact just to get that out of the way. So anyway, I'm going to step off for a little bit, let you guys carry on. I might jump back in a little while. KEA-BSI.
Boy, Dakota, you might be alone in a few minutes. I think Sean was going to Lansing this morning, so he may not even do the morning commute.
That's all right. I might have to make a phone call here. I've got a gigantic cardboard box that takes up majority of my truck bed. I could not put my tonneau cover over it, and it's pissing rain, and I need to go to FedEx. So I might have to call a buddy and say, I need to drop this off at your shop and have FedEx grab it when they come get your stuff.
That's probably a good idea to make that phone call. I'm about to pull into the driveway at work here, so I'll switch over to the phone in a few minutes, and let me know, or just call out when you're done making that call and see if I'm back out there. So I'll catch up with you a little later. This is K8RUH. Everybody have a great morning.
All right, I'll call out here in a little bit after I wrap this call up. N8DBF. NADBF.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, it's a good thing that you like your the job because, you know, I didn't like mine. I was just doing it for the paycheck, but I just retired a year ago, too, so, you know, kind of still getting into this idea of, like, no alarm clock, no attendance policy, you know, none of that stuff, you know?
Oh, I get it. I mean, my former boss, he didn't retire until he was 74. I mean, he liked what he did, and, you know, he keeps busy. And even after he retired, now he is a transporter for Henry Ford Hospital down in Wyandotte. He works with his daughter. So he stays busy.
Yeah, you definitely have to do that because, you know, sitting still and doing nothing, and you might as well be dead at that point. You know, I got plenty of hobbies to do with. You know, I go out DoorDash for extra radio money and stuff like that. You know, staying busy myself. It's just that it's nice not to be a slave to the clock, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Oh, 100%. I mean, my grandfather retired, I think, in his 70s. But he kept busy. I mean, with all his grandkids and stuff like that, you know, he would... kept involved with his local church, and he used to make little wood toys for the kids to sell at the, you know, the flea market and stuff like that. So, yeah, he kept himself busy.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what I'm doing. It's one of the reasons I punched my ham ticket earlier this year and whatnot. This is something I kind of always wanted to do, but I'd never really had the time to study for it or anything like that. And after I retired, I'm like, I'm going to add that to the list of things I've learned how to do.
Oh, yeah, keep yourself occupied. And that's the whole thing. I mean, your mind starts to waste away when you don't do anything. You know, I don't know if you go downhill, but your energy level just takes a tank if you don't keep yourself busy.
Yep, that's an exact... That's it exactly. You know, Newton got it right. Body in motion tends to stay in motion. Body at rest tends to stay at rest. And when it's at rest, it's kind of hard to get it going again.
Yeah, my body was at rest last night because I woke up at 7:15. Usually I'm out of the house by 7:15.
So, alrighty then. I'm guessing if your body's like, hey man, we need this.
Yeah, but I was out late last night, you know, myself and Tim and Dean and Darren, Mike and John all met up at the Sinclair County EOC for their ARPS meeting. And I didn't leave there until about 9 o'clock. It took me about 20 minutes to get home, and then I just sat and relaxed. Eventually went to bed about 11:30 last night.
Nice. So what all did you guys talk about at that meeting?
Well, there's a statewide emergency test that's coming up in October in regards to, what do I want to call it, like disaster or emergency deployment. You know, what we do as our part as amateur radio operators to assist the county that we're in regards to communications or whatever they need to do. It's all volunteer, but it's pretty cool. It helps, you know, give back to the community kind of thing. And then talked about the email programs for ham radio operators and how to send it over radio and stuff like that. So it was a pretty interesting meeting. McCombs is tomorrow night.
All right, copy that. So basically that means there's not going to be a net tomorrow night at 7 o'clock then, is there?
Now, tomorrow is in person. If you'd like to come and check it out, it's at 7 o'clock at the, the MISD building there on Garfield and Hall Road. I forgot what room number it is in. I think it's 200, but I could be wrong.
Oh, I could find that easy if I can make it out there. I know right where it is. I was there in March and I did my Skywarn training.
We already got one test done for ARPS. You know, so all you gotta do is ISO 100, ISO 200, and apply for it. But it's pretty interesting. Like I said, I knew about it way back when, and I just got back into it last year.
it's definitely something that it's definitely something that I'm interested in. As you can tell, the coffee hasn't got a whole complete grip on me yet.
Do you live in Macomb, or and you should be living in Macomb? So where are you at?
I'm about 3 miles, almost due south of Mount Clemens to Repeaters. So yeah, I do live in Macomb.
You get a postcard in regards to ARPS? I think Tim probably sent one out to everybody that was on QRZ.
Nope, I haven't seen anything like that yet. But speaking of sending out notes and stuff like that, I shot you that email about that TMRS radio that I got. Did you look at it? Were you interested?
Did you send it to, I never got the email through QRZ. You know, because I got my Gmail on there.
Huh. I use the email address that shows up when you hover your mouse on QRZ. I send it straight to you from my Gmail account, KFADPZ.
Yeah, I didn't even get it in my spam folder, which I shouldn't. But send it out again. Do you have Facebook?
Yeah, I do, but I tend not to use that very much. So, I don't know if I can direct message on QRZ itself. But I'll try sending your Gmail address again, the same one that I used before. We'll see if you get it.
Because my Gmail is on my phone, so I should see it. I don't know why it didn't come through, and I was looking for it, too. That's crazy. KKKKO for ID.
Yeah, that is nuts, but then again, things electronics, they'll do weird things just at random, just like cars do, so... You know, kind of a non-issue. I was just like, yeah, I got a chance to talk to you, see if you looked at it or anything like that. The radio itself, it's a Midland MXT275, 15-watt TMRS radio. It just has the 6-inch needle antenna, but I have every single piece that came with it. And I bought one of those 16-foot microphone extension cables so that you can remote mount the main body of the radio pretty much anywhere you want. And then just use the extension cable to put the microphone, because everything is in the microphone, wherever you want.
Cool. Yeah, I want to take a look at it. Yeah, send me another email. Send it, what do they do that, you know, you put a little exclamation point on it. It's like a priority message. That way it should pop up at the top of my list in Gmail.
All right, copy that. Mark it as important. And, yeah, basically make sure it pops up to the top for you. Okay, yep, I can do that.
Yeah, like I said, tomorrow night is, you know, at the building there is the meeting. Because I have Tim send you a postcard, but if you just show up to the meeting, it's at 7 o'clock. It usually goes for about 2 hours. Dave, Kate, NYU, and Mike, NEPDZ are the PCs from Macomb. And then WABD Wally is one of the EC managers kind of thing. I don't know what he does, you know, but he's one of the coordinators too. I forgot his actual position. And then Tim does a lot of the paperwork and stuff, sets up the passbooks. But yeah, come on out tomorrow at 7. I think if you're interested in it, yeah, we can always use more people that are active.
Yeah, copy that. It was another one of the reasons, excuse me, that I went and punched my ham ticket for it. And I remember a while back listening to and talking to you about the stuff they're trying to do over at McLaren Macomb. My lady works there. It's one of the reasons I'm trying to talk her into getting her own ham ticket. You'd have somebody right there on site when she's working the field. That way the system, once it's in place, if we get it in place.
And then when we do the hospital miss, then she can run that one there. She's already there.
Yeah, that was that's pretty much where I was going with that whole idea. Now, she already has a GMRS license. And it's just like I'm telling her, it's like you get your tech class license. It's a one-off test, unlike all the other stuff that you have to do to work at the hospital. You do this once, and you can renew your license forever after that.
starting Skywarn training, isn't she? Because she went to the class with you?
Yes, she is.
Well, there you go. She get her hand taken in, and then she can join ARPS.
Yep, that she could, especially considering, you know, she's got alphabet soup after her name on a number of other things, too. She's got an EMT ticket, she's got a paramedic ticket, she's a pharmacy tag, she's got a whole bunch of medical stuff after her name.
A bunch of letters after her name, and when you put them all together, it spells chocolate syrup.
Something, I'll tell you that much.
She has so many different letters after her name that she can make alphabet soup.
And that's exactly what we call it. She goes, I've got alphabet soup after my name.
Telegraph all the way out and hit it
I would always take like 59 and go through all that crap and then, but I was looking at the map and it's like, no, take 24, take Dixie. Which I wasn't, I guess I don't visualize things well out here.
Oh, yeah, take Telegraph to Dixie Highway and take Dixie Highway up to something Lake Road. And then you turn left on Trump and you go right to the TV. And they got a gate on the back side there. I used to see my access system out there. I haven't been out there in years.
Well, they had me go to Hatch.
Yeah, that
was just
about right
now.
That sounds about the right path to get where you need to go there, Sean. Over to you.
Well, they had me take it to Hatchery, so they got me coming in from Hatchery. And that turn off of 24 on the Hatchery was kind of screwy. They had me out there hanging in the left turn lane, and then it goes right from flashing yellow to red. Like, wait a minute. So, anywho, paying attention here to where I'm going.
Yeah, that's the other way. You go through over the railroad tracks and through the woods, and then you're right there in front of the old fire station. That's a nice site. I like that site. It's really, you know, they did a really good job on that city hall and all that.
I haven't been out that way in, I don't know, a couple, 3 years. My lady's daughter had a boyfriend. They had a place out that way. But, yeah, I haven't been out that way in a couple of years. So my memory of the area is kind of foggy, but like I said, it sounds like you're on the right path. Over to you, Sean.
Yep. Right here, so that was definitely the way to go. I should have paid attention to how long it took. In case this commute becomes a more regular thing.
I mean, you still can keep it up Hall Road. I mean, take Hall Road and then you, and if you like the loop around the Woodward Circle or whatever they call it, the loop, and then you go right up Dixie Highway that way. But since, you know, where you're at, hey, you can take 75 north to Square Lake to Telegraph and then right up into it.
Yep, that sounds exactly right.
I think we lost Sean there for a second. Oh, no, wait, he said he was paying attention to his driving. I'm trying to do the same, but I had a little bit different on the REO.
Yeah, probably that. Who knows, he may even have gotten a phone call or something like that. Because, you know, I know you guys both basically, you're on the job right now.
No, I just, found my location and got parked, so I'm ahead of schedule about 15 minutes early.
Yeah, I used to have that whole complex there, library, city hall, police had their own system though, and water department, pumping stations, like I said, I had the whole township there. It's not a city, it's a township, so it's a pretty cool place. One of my readers there, I got, they say it couldn't be done, but I made it happen and have a data loop of 900 feet long where they say the max is 500, but I pushed it to 900 with some modifications. So far, they haven't called me back on it, so maybe I did a good thing. KACTDO4ID.
Well, Sean, 15 minutes early. Break time!
Yeah, I'm trying to kill a few here, see if there's a coffee somewhere nearby. I'm on Crescent Lake, heading south.
I think there's a Tim Hortons, but don't quote me on that. I'm not sure about a Starbucks, though.
I think this is Huron coming up here, so it's got to be done right now.
Why not? I got a computer handy.
Yep.
Highland
out here. There's a liquor store. I'll find something.
He's saved. No more destruction of the world.
B4ZYQ.
Morning, Joe. KCK Joe. You got Cliff and Sean.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I just going to make you groan a little bit in the way of a dumb dad joke. You know why people from Greece are hate mornings? Because dawn is tough on Greece. On hand for jokes, and I forgot them all. But, yeah, well, there's one I use as a standby. It's people, when they talk about old age, I tell them, yeah, there's two ways you can tell you're getting old. One is you lose your memory, and I can't remember the other one.
Yeah, I've heard that one before. You guys want to hear a cat joke? Just kidding.
Up the drive-thru, getting his mini espresso double shot.
I'm next. Quad espresso, four shots.
KE4ZYQ, well, you guys know what you call a cow with no legs? Ground beef.
Well, when you're
I guess the
radio can say, where do you keep all your jokes at?
Another place
in the world
that will go on really well.
I keep them in my bed database. We're all at that age where our only thought is an afterthought.
Well, the last several years, KE4ZYQ, I've been trying to find somebody that knows where the saying that started many, many years ago, things are always in the last place you look. Well, gee, I think once you find something, I don't know anybody that keeps looking.
Well, it's like roulette. I don't know what I'm going to get. She says, do you want that hot or ice? I'm like, oh boy, she doesn't know what I ordered.
For all you hunters out there that hunt, you know what you call a deer with no eyes? No idea.
KCK Joe, who gets an ice cappuccino? Or, is that what it is? No, espresso. Ice espresso. Especially a quad. Sean, I don't know how you can stay so calm with a quad espresso. I have that and my EKG would be off the charts.
Oh, I get how he could do it. I'm one of those people, I drink coffee all day long from the time I get up till, like, not long before I go to bed. KF8DPZ.
Yeah, same here. I drink it morning, noon, and night. Doesn't seem to make any, have any effect. And, okay, I'm next up to the window, so I guess we'll be okay.
Guys, I'm going to bore you with one more and not torture you anymore from KE4ZYQ. One of the hams recently on radio frequency told me a joke about boxing. I didn't get the punchline.
Well, all I can offer is a groan.
Alpha Alpha 8, Romeo Kilo.
Go ahead, RK.
Hey, Rodeo Kelly. If I call jokes like that at home, my wife and kids just go, oh, Dad.
Oh, I think Joe started the whole line off as you want to hear some dad jokes, so that was a given.
Yeah, those are called groaners. I lied when I said that was the last one. I'll tell one more. Sorry for those in agony. You know, people ask if they are a sports person. I says, yeah, I watch soccer. Just watch it for kicks.
I like that one. KCKGO.
Yep.
Okay, I am pulling in again, but this time I'm about on time, so I'm going to make this my last. Catch you in a bit. W8FU.
7-3, Sean, KCKGO. Over to the new guy that was out there.
I'm real good, thank you. Just passing through. Name's Ralph. Alpha Alpha 8 Romeo Kilo. And I always enjoy a bad joke. 7-3, guys. Have a great day.
Good day. Drive safe. 7-3 from KC8KGO. Let's see. Who's next? Cliff or Joe?
Well, guys, now that I made you groan a lot this morning, I hope you have a good day. You should be awake by now. And somebody once asked me, what do ticks and the Eiffel Tower have in common? They're both parasites.
Yep, that was absolutely awful. 73's to you, Sean. All right, have a good day. The new guy out there, 73's to you, too. It's good to hear you. And, yeah, that was definitely awful, Joe.
N-A-W-R-O.
Good morning, Tim. Joe just stepped out. Sean just stepped out. We got Cliff. He's in Clinton Township and did not receive a postcard. Okay, Joe, go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, guys, I just jumped in for a short. And Cliff, my name's Tim, N-A-W-R-O up in Richmond. And with your permission, I'm going to drop a postcard in the mail for you.
KFAD2Z. All right, Tim, that sounds good. My information on QRZ is valid.
Yeah, I appreciate it, and I don't want to get too in-depth on the air, but the traffic you mentioned regarding your YL, if you're interested, I think Dave might let both of you be members. She's got that kind of credentials, and perhaps you know, considering getting her ham ticket at some time in the future. We do have a couple of members that have GMRS only, so that might work too. If you can attend tomorrow's meeting, that'd be great. But if not, the card will be coming in the mail, and you get some information. You can send Dave an email with that information. Greatly appreciate it. I'll turn it over to Tom, and I will listen out. N-A-W-R-O. Thanks.
Yeah, I forgot about that with the GMRS. Yeah, that's one step in there by far. And then, Cliff, I would, do you have your DMR ID yet?
No, I do not. I don't have any DMR radios whatsoever. I'm being retired on a fixed income. Radios are kind of hard to come by.
Yeah, I know that feeling. I'm not on a fixed income, you know, because I'm hourly. But I can say I'm on a budget. So, yeah, radios are when I can grab them, I grab them kind of thing. But I'm sure we can work something out with the DMR radio. There's quite a few out there that are pretty fairly priced. But I can pick something up for you.
As long as it isn't going to break the bank, it definitely doesn't hurt to look. I just know my finances are going to be really strapped for the next few months because one of my cars needs an engine.
Tom, let me just interject, not required, but, you know, and the county also has a few that we could issue for events. So just wanted to put that in there. Thanks, guys. NHWRO, I'm clear.
Thanks, Tim. I forgot about that, too. Yeah, Cliff, I mean, there's nothing wrong with getting your DMR ID, and then when the availability is available, then you can, you know, grab one, you know, a DMR mobile somewhere, or even just an HD, you know, when that time comes. There's no rush on it. I've had my DMR for years, and never really got into it until last year.
Yeah, all right, copy that. Definitely something to think about, and it certainly isn't going to hurt to look at one of them, that's for sure.
What kind of motor do you need, and what kind of car is it?
It is a 2014 Ford Escape with the 2-liter turbo EcoBoost engine in it. The poor thing either has piston slap or a rod knock, and I'm leaning towards slap because it sounds like it's higher in the engine. I've already been talking with the shop about doing a replacement and whatnot. It's just, you know, this is, we're talking a few thousand dollars here.
Oh, yeah, that's not fun. I had my transmission go out of my 2004 Durango. A new one was more than the price of the vehicle itself, so I ended up getting I need to get a remit. I got a used. It had 60,000 on it. I paid, what, $900 for that, but that was like... years, probably about 8 years ago, and eventually I got another vehicle, and I let that one sit. I started it all the time, but eventually the seals went on and started puking oil everywhere. It was not a pretty sight.
No, that would not be. I've got a 2005 Durango, and believe it or not, at 300,000 miles, it is still running on its original transmission. That 545 RFV is apparently a tank. It's rare that they fail badly in any way, shape, or form, and as long as you keep the fluids changed, they last like forever.
All right, gentlemen, I got to jump out. Co-worker's almost to the site that I'm at, and I got to go fix this, and I got to make a phone call, too. So, send me a thank you to all, and I'll be back out as usual. Put a good look on that motor. Hopefully it doesn't cost you, you know, more than that. Hopefully you get something a little bit lower end. Casey, get you.
Yeah, copy that. Basically, you know, the shop is more than willing to install whatever I drop ship to them if I want to. So, you know, I'm shopping options. You know, they've agreed to do the work as soon as I'm willing to drop it off. You know, it's just, this year has been kind of rough because $5,000 to fix flood damage, and another $1,000 on a new refrigerator, and now this. But anyways, you know, that's life. Sometimes it just hits you upside the head as hard as it can with a baseball bat. Anyways, everybody be safe out there. 73s to every last one of you. KFA-DBZ, monitoring.
WAFU, KAPR.
Good morning, Phil. W-A-R-C-Y.
Yeah, good morning, Doc.
sound pretty good. So, here's a...
up with them later.
I think they're going out to Diamondville or Diamond something. Yeah, I heard about that, and hopefully the weather won't keep you away from doing what you guys are out, you know, going to do.
Yeah, I don't think it's an outside event. I got a few things I'm gonna do before I do go, so gotta work on that. Catch you later. KAPR.
Copy that. Make the best of it under the conditions. Be safe. W8RCY, we'll be listening. KAPR from W8FU.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Hey, I'm up here in this confusing area. I'm coming south on, I think this is Crescent Lake, about Highland. Should I go straight or turn or what?
You would turn east or left turn.
Okay, crap. Looks like I left turn lane is back way up and I passed it. So I'm here at the Kroger. All right, I'm going to go across Highland. Is there another route or should I turn around and make a right?
If you keep going south, you'll run into Cooley Lake Road. You can turn left there. Take that to, it'll curve around. You'll see Elizabeth Lake Road. You turn left there to take that to Cass Lake Road.
Okay, that sounds easy, but it's not. Can you text me your address, and then I can just nothing else, just your address. And if I click on it, it'll go right to my mapping software.
Yeah, just give me a moment here. I'll do it right away. AAB. KAP.
Okay, dialed in. It had me turn on Pontiac Lake and then get back on Highland, so oh well. But on my way. It says I'm about 10 minutes.
Roger.
Hey, you got it right. W8FP. All right, turning into your subdivision right now. Hey, Rick, are you listening here? W8FU. W-O-J. Is that you, Rick?
Well, yes, sir, Sean. How are you doing?
Not bad. Are your ears ringing? Actually, I called you. I just said Rick. But, hey, have you been a Waterford resident your whole, for a long time? Let's just put it that way. Not whole life, but for a long time. Pre-800 megahertz, pre-open sky?
Well, actually, I'm over in West Bloomfield. Waterford's kind of right next door, but yeah, I've been here about 20 years.
Do you recall what band, or specifically what frequency, like Waterford Police, Waterford Fire, were on before they went to 800. Do you recall that?
Oh, shoot, I don't, but, I don't have a page. I have an old scanner, handheld scanner, that's probably got the frequency in it, but I don't have the sheet anymore that said what what was what frequency on what channel, what it belonged to.
All right, well, I'm sure there's somebody, you know, knows. Somebody was a scanner geek, like, might know offhand. Just curious what frequencies their police and fire department were on before they went to Open Sky, which I think was in, like, 05-ish. And, Phil might have found something here. Phil and I are out carpooling out to Lansing right now, so maybe he found something on his little handheld device full of knowledge.
Aren't the little gizmos wonderful? And there's another fellow, too. He's lived in Waterford a long time. I can't remember the first suffix, but it's V-I-J, Greg, lives in Waterford there. And he just might know. He's been into radio for a long time.
Yeah, I was thinking that myself. That's why I figured if we knocked up enough electrons, maybe somebody come out of the woodwork. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to set this down. We're going to be leaving the area pretty quickly here, and I want to get my node running so I can be on this all the way out. So I got to get my hotspot on and get connected up. I'll be back in a few. W8FU.
Okie dokie, and I'm now the owner. I own a hotspot and a node, and it's all your fault. I'm blaming you. You and I think it was Dave that was over in, he went on a business trip to London, and he was walking around the streets of London there talking on a handheld back here on the FBI. That just blew me away. And then he used to talk from St. Helen down here all the time on GMRS, and anyway, you got me hooked. I'll catch you later. KEWOJ. Hey, Sean, if you're listening, I did a Google there, and AI came up with for 2000. Apparently in 2005 they were already on 800, but in 2000 they're using 155.010 for police dispatch, and fire dispatch was 154.340.
Oh, thanks, Phil. KPR. I'm doing some searches too. I couldn't find that. So, yeah, I kind of thought they were on VHF.
Yeah, it said they were part of the Clemis Courts and Law Enforcement Management Information System, and they were operating on VHF. And those two frequencies plus Police Mutual Aid Inner City was 155.370.
Yeah, everybody had that. I don't know if it's even still operating. That was a nice channel to listen to a lot. Yeah, I miss kind of miss the old days of the old Regency Crystal controlled radios with the just a few channels you had to listen to. It was kind of neat. All right, we're getting on the road here, so thank you. Thanks a lot, Rick. Hey, Cabe, I'm still doing it. It's going to take a while to change that reflex. KAPR, 73.
Oh, yeah. Congrats on the new call there. And, yes, my pleasure. And you're right. I used to have a little Radio Shack handheld scanner. It was most people got it for NASCAR so they could listen to the pits and the drivers. But it sure had a heck of a lot of frequencies. But anyway, have a good trip there, and we'll catch you later. Be safe. KEWOJ.
All right, Rick. 73KPR.
So we dropped off the air for a while I was trying to get my node running, and disappointing I can't.
But
Was it not a good visit there? KCKQ.
Yeah, we're just leaving the greater area here. I don't know, where are we at now? Bloomfield? What is this? Commerce? We're in Commerce, heading for the freeway. Oh, look at this. We're at M5.
Well, I thought you were still in Waterford.
Tom, we'll be back. Just trying to get caught up here on a few things we're discussing. Got the state line on as well, because we'll be leaving the area here not terribly long. W8FU. W8RJD, mobile. Good afternoon, this is Tim, ABHJL, running around to some errands, thought I'd throw a call sign out there. Hope you're having a good day. If anybody's got any details on any mesh-tastic stuff, I'd love to hear about your mesh-tastic stuff. If you're getting more traffic than you thought you might have on an application, even if it's not useful that you're using it for, love to hear about your mesh-tastic. Anyway, have a good afternoon, ABHJL.
K-E-8-R-U-H to K-F-8-S. Dave, are you out there listening? K-E-8-R-U-H. What's going on, Tom?
Got one more to do before I can go home, so I'm leaving Auburn Hills, going to Ann Arbor, and that shouldn't take that long.
I like the optimism. If I had to drive from Auburn Hills to Ann Arbor, I would be very upset at this point in the day. But I guess that's the way of a road warrior for you.
Well, when you hit overtime and it's $50 an hour, you know, I'm not going to complain.
Well, I'll give you that one, too. I don't get overtime, so it doesn't calculate in my brain that that would be a motivator for you.
Well, considering I just looked at my paycheck that's coming in on Friday, and with 15 hours of overtime before bills, before my car insurance, I'm pushing just under 2. But after car insurance, it'll be about 12.
That'll be pretty nice. Yeah, so I get it. I would probably do the same thing if I was in your shoes.
Yeah, it makes for a nice weekend.
For sure. Hey, I'm about to pull up in the driveway, so probably got one or two more, so I'll throw it back to you.
Did you get your DMR all set up? I mean, is that working now? You figured it all out?
Yeah, I got it working. We were talking this morning, Dakota and I and Greg. Plug from scratch. I was using an old one. I have it working good, but I want it a little bit more organized and want some stuff named differently and want to be able to have all of the MI5 repeaters in the radio. And then I'm also trying to figure out I have an Anytone 878 and it has the roaming feature on it. So I'm trying to figure that out and get that going so that much like you with that Motorola you have, I can just drive around the state and pick up different repeaters that are around me.
Yeah, I've never seen the software of the 878, but it sounds tempting. Yeah, I think it would be, it should work almost the same way. I mean, if it's got GPS and it's kind of pinging out there, I'm sure it should pick up on towers.
Yeah, I want to read a little bit more on how it operates, but I'm going to set up all the groups and everything, and I want to have it done Friday because Saturday morning I'm heading up north, and it'd be nice to test it out.
Oh, I'm on it, but I'm not going to stick something in my daughter's truck. I know it works up there. There is a tower in the two, and there is one in Mackinac City. But, yeah, it's great. We can talk on the road. I'm going to have that way Saturday myself and go get some passes.
Very cool, very cool. Are you attending that meeting tomorrow? Are you not taking part in that practice run? What do they call it, the set?
Yeah, I'll be at the meeting tomorrow at 7, and then working with Tim and AWRO, and we're tag-teaming it to do the set in October.
Cool, 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 cool. Yeah, one of these days I'm going to try to make it to one of those meetings so I can meet some of these people that I talk to all the time and learn a thing or two, because it seems like you guys are always picking something and hammering a topic, and then everybody plays with it afterwards, so sounds like it'd be an interesting group to be around.
Oh, yeah, we had a couple couple new members, the youngins, and they're like diving right into it. Like Darren, K-E-A-T-T-Q, is actually a Linux programmer. And then it's K-8-L-A-X, and he's all heavy duty into it too. So we were messing around yesterday outside the St. Clair AOC, having a little bit of fun with Linux.
Fun. I'd love to learn WinLink, but I don't think there's anything near me that would pick it up.
Hey, Cal.
Who's out there? Go ahead, KCKJL.
This is Sim, AVHJL. You guys are talking about a radio club that actually does something. I'm just wondering where that is. I'm a member of a club around here. They don't do anything, so I'm trying to find people who actually do things with technology.
What county are you in? We're in Macomb. Anthony and myself are in Macomb. KCKJL.
23 in Mountain.
We'll come tomorrow night. It's not really a club, it's called ATRC Amateur Radio Public Service Corps, and we are radio volunteers for the Emergency Operations Center from Macomb County. Each county has their own specific group of ham operators. You know, we're all Skywarn trained and IS 100 and 200 for FEMA. So if you want to check it out, tomorrow, 7 p.m. at the the Macomb Intermediate School District building on Garfield and Hall Road. I think it's in room 200 or 206.
Give me the name of that again so I can Google it.
Alpha Papa Romeo Sierra Charlie, APRSC, Amateur Radio Public Service Corps.
Thanks very much. I'll look some more into it. Thanks for the losing me pop in. I'll let you guys go back to your conversation. AD8JM.
Hey, Tom, I just pulled in the driveway. I'm going to let you go, but I may see if I can make it over there tomorrow. You said it's at 7 o'clock?
Yes. 100 hours. At the Macomb School District building right there on Garfield.
All right, cool. I'm sure all that information is in the Discord, so if I can, I'll make it over there, and it'd be cool to meet everybody. Like I said, I've been talking to so many of you guys, whether it's on FBI or it's on DMR, that it'd be cool to put some faces with all the names and call signs.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like to see the face, yeah. Like to see the face that goes with the name and the voice.
For sure. All right, have a great night. If I get a second, maybe I'll throw the note on, or if I'm in the garage, I'll throw the radio on and call back out. But have safe travels all over town, and just keep collecting that overtime. I will catch up with you soon. This is K-8-R-U-H, and I will be clear on your final.
I'm good. I'm going to change over to DMR. Right now I got it on DMRS, so I got to move it over. So I'll be out there for a while. 78-K-8-K-2.
Really quick second. I'm here in Shelby Township, 23 in Mount. I bought a DMR radio several months ago, and I haven't been able to do anything with it, just from mainly intimidation and doing with the DMR stuff. Is there a suggestion you guys have for a repeater here in this area that can do DMR that would give me a good first stop to go into?
Mount Clemens.
Yeah, Mount Clemens.
Yep, yeah, Mount Clemens repeater.
Go to the website, W8Whiskey, Charlie Mary November.net, W8CMN.net, and that's the Central Michigan Emergency Network, and they have all the MI5 towers out there, the color codes, the time slots, and the frequencies.
I doubled with you a bit, but I think what you were saying is the Central Michigan Network, CMN, and use their website, which I've been to before, and they've got all the stuff that I need, and your suggestion for Shelby Township is Mount Clemens. QSL?
100%, sir. That's where I usually bounce off of. And really good there from with an HD. I got NAWRO, he's in Clayton, Richmond, and if he's outside, he can hit the DMR repeater from Richmond. Being up in Memphis, it's a little difficult, but sometimes I can hit it.
Is that Dave?
Sounds like Dave, but it's not Dave.
Thanks for the information, appreciate it very much. Again, sorry to jump on you like that, I know you're all leaving, but I wanted to get the information, I really appreciate it. 88 jail.
You guys double there, but okay. Yeah, I'm in Elmont. I'm able to hit it with an HD with my base antenna, so 5 watts gets me there.
Well, hello, Dakota.
Good afternoon, Tom.
Your DMR all set up? Are you on the air now?
I mean, I've got a code plug built, and my RT3S works. And then my 9600 got delivered today, so I'll pop that in later this afternoon. And then I ordered an 878 UV2 Plus and then canceled it, and they shipped it anyway. So now I'm debating on, well, do I just keep it or do I send it back? So I'll have 3 DMR radios.
I got this strictly programmed for DMRS. You know, I use the OpenGD77 code plug, and you know how to put that in there. And I use that code plug with my Retevis 3, so same one, it just slides right in there. I mean, there's no difference.
Yeah, I'm going to just basically copy-paste from RT3S to TYT, and then replace the 2730, that's the base station, and that'll be my kind of do-all radio, since I'm in like no man's land, but the footprint for all these machines is pretty damn good, and I can get into a handful of them.
If you can make it to Mount Clemens, you're doing pretty good, and Burnside's right there by you, so that one's got a good footprint on itself.
You know, funny enough, I get into Mount Clemens better than I get into Burnside.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, so I figured with a proper 50-watt DMR base station, you know, I'll be able to do quite a bit more and still cover the GMRS and analog side of things, so I'll just get rid of what I got now, pop in the DMR rig, and there I am.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
see, it works. That's all that matters. I'd like to see how that scan feature, roam feature is in the 878. See if Anthony can figure that out when he gets the chance. I mean, the whole purpose of ham radio is, you know, FAFO.
Yeah, if he can get that working, I'll be really tempted to keep the 878. I don't know that I can do that with the RT3S.
No, you can't. When you're talking about the red, which one's the RT3? Is that the ICOM?
No, RT3S is like an MD380 or 390.
Yeah, that's one you can't do that on there. I even tried looking for, I mean, you can put a scan list in there, but I don't think it operates the same way because the 380 doesn't have GPS, and the 9600 I have is WBAE's old mobile, and I didn't see anything in regards to a scan list. It doesn't have GPS. I checked that out, and it's not pinging anything, so it says no GPS, so I won't worry about it. I'm pretty good at flipping a dial.
I did read that the GPS on those is pretty weak.
Dakota out there, KFHRC.
What's up, Jack?
Thank you for that text. Are you getting 9600? PYT, because I got one.
Yeah, there is a 9600 sitting on my porch waiting for me.
Okay. Yeah, you can put the GMRS in also, what they call it. You can put everything in there.
Yep, it's gonna replace what I've got now and with the addition of DMR, so pretty pumped to use it. I wish there was some more 3D printed things for it, like I don't like laying mobiles flat on my desk because they're hard to see and use, I was hoping I could find someone's files that they had a 3D printed stand or a base for it to tilt it up, but no luck so far.
Hello, Tom. Okay, yeah, that's a problem. It's not that high. You know what? I had it under you know, tape, the black tape, you know, those black tapes, I put it under there, raised it a little bit higher. That way I can see it at home.
Hey, Jack, KCJ. Yeah, the one that, I mean, just the standard base on it, you know, the mounting base, that seems like you can tilt it a little bit. I mean, I had it on my dashboard before I got my Motorola back, and I can see it pretty well.
Well, Dakota, thank you anyhow for the info you sent me anyhow. Tom, take care. KFAGRC.
Take it easy, Jack. Good talking to you.
Have a good one, Jack. Yeah, for the QIT, Dakota, I said, I don't know what the stock firmware is in it. I mean, it's stock. And that's why everybody changes it out to TD77 because it's a lot more, I guess, easier to load kind of thing.
Yeah, it's going to get flashed as soon as they take it out of the box. I'm not even going to mess with the stock firmware.
Program.
There was a double in there. Other station, I got you. Tom, what'd you say? And then hand it over to the other station.
No, I said, did you get the programming cable for it?
Says there's one in the box.
Okay, on to the next station. Who is the other calling station? This is Tom. Hey, Oscar Mike, Kilo Charlie, and Kilo Juliet. Oscar, go ahead.
This is Tim, 88JL again. Just a quick question, you guys are talking about firmwares. I have a Baofeng 1701, and I'm wondering if you guys have any experience with it and would recommend a particular firmware for it. I'll hang up and listen, 88JL.
KF8BLX.
I got nothing on that Baofeng breaking station. If you do, go ahead.
Yeah, that's 1701. You definitely want to put the open GD77 in it. That was my first DMR radio. I actually use it now as a hotspot. It just plugs into the computer, and then there's a program on the computer called BlueDV that I connect it to, and it does everything as a hotspot, DMR, and all the other fusions and all that, everything. Sorry, I'm mind-blanking at the moment. But, yeah, it's a good little radio. But if you put the GD77 in it, it works much better than the stock.
Guys, appreciate it. I'm going to go ahead and quit interrupting. I got to get in the house anyway. But this is why I like this repeater, because people actually talk cool digital radio type stuff, and I appreciate it. Anyway, thanks for letting me interrupt, guys. 88 channel.
Yep,
that's
a good one.
KF8BLX. No problem, Tim. We're starting to dive into P25 also. Hey, Dakota, did you check out Tim's Connect 3100 that he's got? It's a pretty sweet radio.
I already decided if his DMR stuff picks up as much as it's been trending, I'm going to probably put that in my truck. Other than that, I'm going to stick with the QIP for now, just because I got it for $275, so it's hard to beat the price. But the that CS800 checks all my boxes. It looks like it's a quality radio, but it also looks like it could be like an AliExpress radio, so I don't know. I'd like to see one in person.
Oh, the audio is clear as a bell on it. I mean, it sounds really good when Tim's on DMR. So, I like it. I mean, it's probably about another 50-100 bucks more than the MD-9600, but the 9600 is a good wholesome radio. I like it.
N8WRO.
Tim's ears are burning. Go ahead, Tim. KKKKO.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. And Dakota, we can, sometime we can arrange that. I'm going to have it at the meeting on
Thursday, tomorrow night, I'll bring it and put it in the car. I don't know if you can make that. If not, we could, you know, do it another time as well. NAWRO over to Dakota.
Sorry, I had a radio listed on Facebook, and some dude, like, bought it through Facebook, and I didn't know that was enabled. And I remember the last time I did something like that, it took, like, 13 days to get payment, and they deducted, like, 30% fee. I'm like, hold on, dude, let me figure out how to cancel this.
Yeah, I like Venmo myself.
Yeah, that automatic thing, ooh, I would not like that any bit either.
No, especially when it wants, you know, he wants it shipped and, you know, then the fees and then you get nickels and dimes and then I'm taking $75 to $100 less than I want to sell for it. And I'm already selling it at a ridiculous price.
No, I wouldn't do it. Not unless he offers you above what you're asking for it and he pays for shipping and the transaction fees. I say, nope, no, that's too much.
Anyway, Dakota, I just wanted to clarify that the CS800D Plus that I got right now, I know the other day someone said that it's VHF only. You do have an option for VHF, but it the one I have is VHF, UHF, and DMR. So I guess you could kind of say it's a tri-band radio. And it does, to my knowledge, the only one, unless I'm corrected, that has the detachable faceplate. And it does have a front-firing speaker. The only thing I'll tell you what is hard to get used to, because we're spoiled with it now, is it's a single zone. It doesn't have an A and a B side. So to counteract that, the only way I do it is I set up 7.2 FBI and DMR in a scan group and just have it scan all the time, and that way it sort of does the same thing. Dakota?
Yeah, you know, that's probably fine. I've got a dual bander, right? I mean, I got the same radio as you, the 150, and I seldom pay attention to anything on this other band. But then again, it's not a DMR radio, so I can't, you know, I can't say if I would be monitoring FBI and then MI5. But yeah, that's probably how I'd work around it, is just have that scan group or something bouncing back and forth between the two based on activity. I do like that radio. Its form factor is pretty appealing. I think Wally was the one saying, or you were telling me, Wally, was saying that it's basically a Motorola clone. And it sounds good, so I'm assuming it does like 462-ish area.
Tom, I'm jumping in out of turn. Yeah, I think that's about it. I did post it on Discord. There's a flyer and then the photos. And on the flyer, I broke down the price. But again, if you don't want the dongle, you could take $100 off of that. I presume the dongle is the thing they're talking about, like Tom's got for the Motorola, where if you're mobile, you can just get automatic. I still haven't looked into that. But if it's going to be a base station, you don't need that, so you save $100. So the best thing with this company is to call them up. The guy's name is Jerry. He's been in the business forever, and he's in California, but oddly enough, it's either his daughter or him answering the phone. Sean says they are a commercial company. They have a commercial site as well. They're not tiny mom and pop. But it's interesting how he'll answer the phone 9 out of 10. If you've got a technical question, you can talk to the CEO, I guess. So, yeah, I don't really have anything to compare it with. But so I'm only, you know, looking at what I have in front of me. But for the last month and a half, yeah, I don't see anything bad with it. Over to Tom and then Dakota.
You know the Motorola is a single, you know, single line also, and so is the QI2. You know, the 9600 is a single line, single, you know, whatever you listen to is what you got, kind of thing. I haven't seen a dual display on any of those yet, except for the analogs. And I think it does do GPS also. Jim, you might have to check into that. I mean, the Motorola does. My 4550 does. UHF, MRS, FRS, and then, of course, the AM bands and DMR.
If I were to get an 800, it would definitely go in the truck because it's the form factor that I need, you know, detachable faceplate, front firing speaker, yada yada, the whole shebang. So I would probably want the GPS as long as it works reliably and I can do the roam stuff. I think that'd be pretty cool. Although, I don't know how many repeaters I'd be driving by. I don't really go anywhere. That's what I'm getting at. I go to and from work.
Well, yeah, that's the same thing with me, but being retired. Besides, it's pretty much going to be my base, but I do want one in the vehicle as well. And I do go out to Ann Arbor area and then Lansing area. So, you know, that's down that, MI5 repeater row there. So now do I need to put the UP repeaters in? Oh, probably not. But at one point, why not? You know, just get them all in, and you have them, set it and forget it, I guess. It's kind of interesting. I like it. Tom?
Here, it's all garage. Even in my QIT, before I move it over to another vehicle, I had all of the repeaters in there, even the UP. That way, just if I'm in an area, I'm like, oh, I'm in Burnside, click it over to Burnside, or click over to Lansing. And usually with the signal in there, it's right down 69. All the repeaters are almost right down 69 towards Muskegon and Grand Rapids. There's a dead zone down there in Battle Creek, but I don't go down there all that often anyways. You know, so I'm more or less right there through Central Michigan, but I know there's talks and dreams of expanding the MI5 a little bit more.
All we need is a repeater in my city.
Well, for now, I was going to mention, and yes, I did put Burnside in, and I think I posted on Discord, hey, it worked, yay, well, you know, it doesn't work all the time. It depends on time of day and conditions, but it's a good backup to have for the base. But when we were up at the airport, the St. Clair County Airport there by Marysville, I did a test with Dave, our EC, and I did it on Mount Clemens from Marysville. Now, granted, I bumped up the power a little. It's not on low, but Mount Clemens worked flawlessly. But interesting enough, from that airport, Burnside worked flawlessly as well. And, of course, Dakota, when he comes around to you, you know that one of these days, let's just call him Santa Claus. Santa Claus is going to be putting a DMR repeater here in Richmond. So that'll work out fine. You know, good things come to those who wait, I guess, is what the way I always look at it. Go ahead, Tom.
100% agree, Tim. Santa Claus and little elves have been making DMR and the MI5 and the MI1 network just work flawlessly. You know, and it's because of them that we have what we have.
Headache, yeah. I know that's in the pipeline. I'm looking forward to it. It'll serve me very well from a base perspective. But even from a mobile standpoint, Richmond gets a little scratchy at my house when all the trees are in, all the leaves are in. So that's why I always say, I mess with Sean all the time. I always tell him put something in my city because it's so high up there. The elevation's phenomenal, and it's kind of just in the middle of nowhere, so the footprint should be pretty damn good. But if you look at the heat map, MI5 and pretty much any other network in the area, there's, like, nothing there. I think Sandusky, which is 37 miles from my house, which, believe it or not, I can get into with my base station. And then there's Lapeer. I don't know where that got moved to after it fell. And then outside of that, I think then you're getting into Mayville, Burnside.
Go ahead, Tom.
I don't know if you're still out there or not. Yeah, Burnside, and, you know, like I said, I've done DMR all the way up to Petoskey. So, I mean, it's got a good spread, you know, wherever you go, you know, up in the central and northern portions there. But I think, like I said, it's plans for one in Richmond, and then something down in the lower east or lower west quadrant there of the state, and we'll pretty much have full coverage.
Well, Dakota, if you're ever in the area in your old stomping grounds, feel free to throw my call out, FBI 7.2 or even statewide. Happy, you know, if it works out, I'm happy to show you this directly. But I'm going to jump off, guys. I'll be listening out. N-A-W-R-O. You guys have a good one.
Yeah, if I'm ever out that way, I'll see if I can get you on the air so I can pop by and check that thing out. I'm sure I'll talk to you, maybe not tomorrow. I'm not going to work, thank God. I need a day. But I'll talk to you soon. Go ahead, Tom.
You lucky dog, you're taking tomorrow off. Of course, your salary, so you work 12 hours in one day. You can come in later, leave early, so that's a benefit. No, I got my days already planned out for tomorrow. Got to start early so I can get to that meeting tomorrow night.
Yeah, salary is good and bad. Tomorrow I'm going out with a vendor, so it's technically, it's work-related, and I'll be working from home in the morning remotely, just, you know, handling things. But, I don't know, I'm over 30 hours, and it's Wednesday, so I'd say it's okay.
Are you doing a team building outing tomorrow with a vendor?
No, funny enough, it's actually a vendor that I used to work for. And then my job now, I contracted for with the vendor that I'm going out with tomorrow that I used to work for. So basically my old employer, but it's a very tight-knit, small circle. So there's a charity shoot tomorrow at, the Hunt Club. No, Huntsman? One of them in Metamora. I can't remember if it's the Hunt Club or the Huntsman. And sporting clays for charity, and I get invited every year because I'm one of the only people that shoot clays, so I think this will be my third or fourth time going.
Well, that sounds like fun. Go out there and shoot some clay pigeons. I probably couldn't hit one of them, and even with the most bird shot that you could use.
Yeah, that's what's worrying me. I usually shoot thousands around the year, and I've hardly shot at all this year, so it'll be fun, but I won't be shooting well.
I don't have that hand-eye coordination anymore. It's hard enough for me to, you know, try to use a screwdriver on the terminal. I'm like, wait a minute, I can't get there. And with bifocus, it's a little bit more difficult if I can't focus that fast.
Yeah, I tried to shoot shotguns, and there's deer season coming up, and I haven't done a whole lot of varmint hunting this year. I usually varmint hunt, you know, all spring and summer, and, you know, keep everything dialed in and keep the discipline there, and I haven't done that at all, so I'm not looking forward to deer hunting. I mean, I am, like, I'm confident in my ability, but it's always better to not go in rusty.
Yeah, keep practicing there, dude. You know, better shots. You get that 8-pointer that's been waiting for you. KCAKJO.
I know. Need more time. Varmint hunting always kept me dialed, and now it's few and far between I get to go out. But I'm sure I'll be fine. My guns pretty much shoot themselves. I got them all set up properly, so it'll be all right. But on that note, I'm pulling in here, so I'm going to get inside and get situated, and I'll get that radio set up this evening and probably throw my call out, see how I sound and how it's doing, because I'm curious if I'll be able to hit Fenton now and any other repeaters that possibly are in the footprint. I'm pretty sure I'll be able to get into the strike machine, so we'll see. Yeah, I'm sure you'll hear me on DMR later. I'll be clear for yours at 8 PDF.
Have fun with it. I'll catch you on DMR. I got it already dialed in, so it's a scan and KCAKJO 73 for now.
Yes, 8AYL.
Dare watch this ball game tonight, W8RCY.